All that chat's a biscuit history. Anzac biscuits. They were devoured with grateful gusto by our troops during World War I and have been a classic ever since, comprising rolled oats, golden syrup, flour, salt, desiccated coconut, butter and sugar. Anzac biscuits were baked by women on the home front because it was felt the diggers needed something sweet from homemade with loving care. They were round and flat and wrapped in greaseproof paper so they could be mailed to Gallipoli or Fromelles in billy cans. Because they contained no eggs, they stayed crisp for months. Warren Fay believes mass-produced Anzac biscuits can't compare with a homemade variety. I've never had a commercially made Anzac biscuit as good as the ones my mum made or anyone else's mum made. Milk arrowroots. Writer Peter Luck says the humble milk arrowroot, 125 years old this year, a biscuit you could trust, a good solid biscuit you could fight a war on, win a footy grand final on, get married on, and raise another whole generation of babies on. In an early ad for the oval-shaped, eminently dunkable, starch-rich bicky made from flour and the arrowroot vegetable, the manufacturer spruced that they had the power to help babies grow. How doth the busy little boy get bigger every hour? Arnott's milk arrowroot biscuits gave him health and power. Sayos. The Sayo, first sold in 1906, is a dry cracker better enjoyed with butter, Vegemite or tomato than unadorned. Perhaps more interesting than the biscuit itself is the genesis of its name. Theories abound that SAO is an acronym for Salvation Army Officer, because founder William Arnott's son Arthur was a Salvo, that it was the name of a sailing boat moored at Sydney's Royal Yacht Squadron, and it was in honour of a woman named Catherine SAO, whose claim to fame seems to have been lost to time. Another theory goes that Samuel Arnott was doodling his initials on a pad and added an O. Saladas. Produced by Brockhoff Biscuits before that Victoria-based company was swallowed by Arnott's. Salada crackers, the name is said to be a bastardisation of see you later, are arguably Victoria's favourite snack biscuit. There was a slight blip when production was moved to other states. Arnott's Susan Masasso says, if you move house, your food may taste slightly different because it's being cooked in a new oven. Well, that seems to be what happened when we began baking saladas away from Victoria. Customers complained, and Talkback Radio went ballistic. It took us months to get the baking right. We often say our brands are not ours, they're Australia's.